Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
Yay, yay, yay. Been waiting on this Friday. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Take us anywhere you go, and the podcast later on today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is a Friday. The weekend is here. Woo! Well, almost anyway, a few hours away. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. I'm busy.
Good.
Very fucking, busy.
You're very busy?
It's very busy.
What are you doing?
Busy. It's Friday.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I just meant your busyness.
It's just a lot.
Speaking of busy, there's a lot going on this weekend. Just, you know, you have that Post Malone concert you're going to.
Yep,
right?
So is Carson.
Yeah, that's a big deal, right, yeah. Carson?
It's gonna be awesome.
Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Jelly Roll and Post Malone, and I've been trying to learn all the music, but the thing is, he collaborates with so many people. I don't know how he's going to do a concert.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't. If he's just going to let the backtrack sing their parts and then he'll sing his,
I don't know. I'm listening to the whole new album. Like every time I'm in the house doing stuff, yeah. I have my headphones on and I'm listening to the new album. So you know, it's always fun to go to a concert when you know the words, right?
Yeah.
But everything's a collaboration with people.
Yeah, I think it's on him to fly everybody in
here.
I think so. I think he has to foot the bill.
I think,
you're going to go out on the road, but you've got all these collabs going on, you got to bring these people with you, man.
Because I'm like Tim McGraw. Yeah.
You don't want to see Wallen.
And even Jelly Roll, like most of his set list that I've been listening to, it's all collabs too.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So I'm like,
I don't know what they're going to do.
Well, I think that you
I'm very worried about this.
Yeah, you just have to go in there and just watch it on the big screen, it looks like.
No, not about that. It's just we don't know how they're going to sing their songs because they sing them with other people. We have no idea.
Well, I'm assuming they might be on the big screen, is all I'm saying. I don't know. Who knows? It's a dilemma, man.
It is coming up
Sunday night at the stadium. Also, this weekend is Parker Days.
Yep. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
I didn't know it was this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people love that thing.
It's going to be packed. They're like, I think last year they had over 350,000 people show up.
I've been one time, Woo! And it is insane. It's so fun. It really is. Your kid would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should take him.
Good idea to do.
Yeah.
Also, Littleton has their downtown block party. We thought about going to that, too.
Yeah, that's fun.
I think it gets a lot of people, too. And the Colorado Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
I think it starts this weekend.
It does.
Huzzah!
Holy cow!
Yay.
No excuses. Plus, it's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps forgetting.
You gotta think about your old dad, don't you?
I got a couple days.
Don't you just think about him at least? Maybe a text?
So I'll do what I've done every day for the last 2 weeks. So what's the big plan?
Well, I came up last night.
This is exciting.
Things have gotten down to the crunch time.
Oh, you know? Good.
Crunch time.
Oh, you must have been excited.
Well, it was brief. It was a very brief conversation.
But we'll take it.
I'm at the ice machine. Let me just paint the picture for you. She's sitting at the kitchen table. Frog's running around with his Iron Man. Okay. And she goes, oh, by the way, what do you want to do for Father's Day? Oh. I said, well, what's planned so far?
Uh-huh. And?
That was it. That was the end of the conversation.
Wait, she didn't say anything?
No.
She ignored it, or what?
Her attention got diverted over to Frog and Iron Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She said, oh, woo, you're going to knock it out. And it never went back to
Okay, well, at least she knows that it's happening.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the way I look at it, too, Jamie. Yeah. At least it's on the calendar.
Exactly. Now, Carson, have we heard anything?
Nothing.
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 But I feel like she has big plans. I feel like they're going to go to Vegas or like Cabo.
Yeah. There's something lurking underneath with you.
Something real big.
Yeah, something. Real
big. I bet she got him a Rolex.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Probably.
Nice. Yeah. I don't think there's any lurking at my house, though. Yeah. Just the way the subject changed. I'm just saying. It is
Father's Day weekend,
man. Yeah. Everybody enjoy that. BJ Jamie Morning Show just getting started here on a Friday. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. It's going to be hot today, but thunderstorms likely this afternoon. I think the weekend's pretty dry, though, but nice and warm.
I don't know. I swear, yesterday, all day long, I thought it was going to thunderstorm. Nothing happened.
Not a drop.
But the skies were black. What the hell is going on?
It cloud up so many times yesterday, and then
Nothing.
Just moved on. Somebody got it, I guess.
Well, downtown got rain.
Did they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they get heavy storms or anything?
I don't know.
Okay. I got a little trivia question for us.
Okay.
If anybody wants to play the game, if you guys have got anything else you want to
Go ahead. Right. I love trivia. All right. You know, I'm really good at trivia.
I know you are.
I'm really good because I play Jeopardy. I feel like that's a really good one. But the other thing is we used to play Bard trivia. Mm-hmm. And so there would be, it really came in handy playing the piano because there's four buttons, right? So when they would come up and like it would eliminate B, you'd put your second finger down because that would be your B, right?
Uh-huh.
And then if it eliminated C, you put, the, and so you knew it was only A or D. And so your fingers, you know, from playing the piano were on the A and the D. And
you are good.
Yeah, so good.
You're way above average.
I'm ready. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I don't really care for trivia games.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I don't like things that make me feel stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it just really points out your ignorance sometimes. Mine, that is, you know. So I try to stay away from the trivia games because I rarely know the answers.
Well,
I feel dumb watching Jeopardy.
Even if you just like kind of yell out a thing like you knew something, people think you're smart.
Do you ever see something or have something in your head and then you create your own Jeopardy category?
No, but I like that idea.
I've done it.
I like that.
I've done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's a new one, but I'm going to participate. I'm thinking right now how I do
it. I've driven down the road, and I've come up with my own category, but I know all the answers, so I do it to make myself feel just a little bit smarter, I guess, right?
Huh. Yeah.
All right, can I get to the trivia real quick here? All right, in 2024, how many crashes happened in Colorado due to wildlife?
Well, dude, that's crazy you say that. You want to see a picture this morning?
One of the reasons I bring it up is because every day Jamie has a zoo at her house.
No, look.
Okay?
Look what happened this morning.
Hang on a second.
This morning. That's a deer. It's a deer in the middle of the road this morning.
It's a damn deer.
That's this morning.
That's a big deer.
Well, there's four of them.
Oh. Oh, there's deers?
There's lots of deers. Well, we have fawns right now, too, so you have to be really careful.
Oh, babies.
Yeah, little babies. Mm,
yep. Wow.
Yeah,
yeah, funny I bring this up, huh?
I know, because I just took that picture this morning.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. All right, again, the trivia question
2024.
Is... 2024. Okay. I mean, 2025, we don't have all the stats.
Or, like, do crashes count as you had...
Yeah, what? Like impact.
Did you have impact? Right. Yeah. Did you have impact with a deer? Because
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. You had impact with a deer. Or you swerved to miss it, or you locked up your brakes and
wrecked. So we're talking encounters then, not crashes.
A deer, well, the ad says, or the story says crashes.
Yeah, but you said swerve wouldn't cause a crash.
It's crashes, accidents. Okay. How many accidents with wildlife? With people driving.
A thousand
for 2024. Schmidel?
I'm going to go with 100.
100.
Yeah.
Carson?
I'm going to go right at 500.
Because I'm still confused about the encounter. I'm still confused with the encounter.
The story says
the
crashes.
Swerve and whatever. Because you said there's a swerve and then the swerve. I mean, I have it every day, so I don't know.
The answer is 3,500.
Wow.
That is incredible. Dang. 3,500 in the state of Colorado. Now, the next question. I have a follow-up question.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Do you, A, this is ABC, okay. So you can use your fingers. A, do you swerve to miss the animal? So let's say you're locked in. He's right in the middle of the road. You're doing 50 miles per hour. There's nothing you can do. Do you swerve to miss the animal? Do you lock him up, or do you just run right through him?
Well, it depends the situation. Obviously, if I have a car to the side of me.
There is no depend on the situation.
Well, it does, because I've swerved, but I've also taken the impact.
Oh, God. You're on a lonely road.
No, I'm not. Oh, I'm on a lonely road. Well, then
let's
swerve.
Put you on.
If there's a car next to me, then I take the hit.
You're on a lonely road. Your headlights are locked in. Deer in headlights, folks. Deer in headlights. You're doing 50 miles per hour. Trivia shouldn't be this hard.
In driving school, they teach you to just drive through it.
Well, the other thing is, it depends. If I'm driving the Jeep, then I can't stop because that thing is 6,000 pounds.
Yeah, you can't lock up the brakes.
But if I'm driving the fast car, they have amazing brakes, so I lock it up. So,
you lock it up.
Yeah,
so
the Jeep, I have to take the hit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so there's a lot of factors with physics.
Well, the only answer I have on tape here is one answer. Can you play the game correctly? What is the correct answer for just an average person with a deer in headlights?
Honestly, the Jeep, I cannot stop at 6,000 pounds.
Okay, all right. Carson, your answer is?
Go right through it.
Go right through it. Here's the state trooper.
The best course of action, if there is no way that you can avoid it, is to hit that animal.
Well, see, he said avoid it at the beginning. Yeah. Again, that means swerving.
Oh, my God. And Carson said what he said because he heard me record it. So he cheated.
Well, yeah, and he said if you can't avoid it, meaning the swerve.
Yeah.
The best course of action, if there is no way that you can avoid it, is to hit that animal. It's going to cause less damage to others and possibly lower the chances of injury to you or another party near you.
Maybe you weren't on a lonely road. I don't know. BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back. Catboy Trash is coming up. Happy Friday.
Yay!
Hope you enjoyed trivia with us this morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, that went really well. Do you have any more trivia?
No. No, I don't.
I apologize for screwing that all up.
You didn't screw it up. It just brought up questions I didn't think of.
It just should have been an easy yes or no answer, so I apologize.
Just use your fingers. A, B, C, D. Okay.
Dude, you crack me up with how you try to help me.
What did I do?
I appreciate you, but.
I do try to help, Jamie. It's just I can't do everything. You know, I'm trying to help.
Well, here's what you did. You are notorious for not paying for any articles that are $1.99, right?
Things are tight at the house.
But you,
I got a small child.
You'll tend to hand me headlines that have nothing with them. So yeah. Here's, for example, here's what he put in front of me today. Let me read it.
I gave a stack today of about, I don't know, 8 or 10, didn't I?
Yeah.
With no information?
Nice little group.
No information at all. Ready for this one? Brad Pitt makes shock family remark amid estrangement from the children he shares with ex Angelina Jolie.
Isn't that crazy?
And that's it.
Isn't that wild,
No, but I don't know what he said.
I don't either. I didn't pay for it. But isn't that a wild headline, though? It's a great headline.
Brad Pitt makes shock family remark amid estrangement from the children he shares with ex Angelina Jolie.
Didn't he cut off two of the kids?
No, they cut him off.
No. Well, I thought he came. No, he made a statement a couple of days ago that he's done with it. He's done with them.
Well, was that the shocking thing he said?
I think so. I didn't pay for it.
I don't think
that was a headline, too, that I'm talking about. I didn't pay for that article
either.
Yeah,
he cuts ties with cut them off. Children,
yeah.
Well, because they changed their names, they cut him off first.
Well, he just verified that he's cut them off, too. Man, oh, man, you just have to argue everything, don't you?
Well, no, those kids changed their names.
Jamie, cut them off.
To Jolie.
He cut them off.
Their last names aren't even Pitt anymore.
Are any of those kids his biological kids?
Yes.
I can't keep up.
Maddox is not. He's 23. Pax is not. He's 21. Zahara is not. She's 20. Shiloh, 19, I believe, is. And I know for a fact that the 16-year-old twins, Knox and Vivian, are as well.
Okay.
So I think there are three biological.
Again, I didn't pay for it. I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Shiloh and the twins. Ooh, I got that one right.
Good job.
Yeah. All right. This is sad. You know McSteamy? Well, you don't. But there was a show, and it was called, what, ER? Something like that. And
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry. And there was McSteamy, and there was McDreamy. And McSteamy, it's so sad. He has ALS. He was a good-looking man. Well, he's still alive. He's a good-looking man. He had a little controversy, though, because they did catch him in a hot tub with, like, four other people or something. I don't know. It was like a whole thing.
Oh, really?
A long time ago. Well,
it's not illegal to be in a hot tub with four people.
Well, I think there was a little...
That's not illegal either.
And his name is McSteamy.
Exactly.
So, anyway, it's really sad. He has ALS, and here's what he had to say about it. Number one.
Spadil, there's no audio in here.
Dear God.
There's nothing in here. It's... I do have audio. Take it back. Here, listen. The claw. That's from
Toy
Story.
Why does it always go to that one?
I don't know.
Because when they created the profile for that he's on right now, that was like what was there.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. It's
I got McSteamy right here.
That's not McSteamy. That's the claw again. That's the claw again, pal.
I wake up every day.
Wait, I can't even hear him.
I can't hear him either.
That this is happening.
It's not a dream.
It's not a dream.
Eric Dane, loved by millions as Dr. McSteamy on Grey's Anatomy and in Euphoria. Still charismatic, still fighting. Now, his first television interview since receiving a crushing diagnosis of ALS.
I don't think this is the end of my
story. Sounds like a promo from the show.
Like this is
it
the
is.
The Diane Sawyer interview.
What was your first call?
Good Morning America, Monday.
I don't know what the hell's happening. Either my brain can't comprehend stuff right now or... I don't know. Am I having a stroke?
We all are. Even our listeners. Everybody's having a stroke as we speak, you know? Let me replay that for you.
No!
The claw! Yeah, okay. That's one of my favorite scenes in Toy Story. The claw!
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting a lot of kickback. What do you call it? Pushback, sorry. Yeah, a lot of NHL fans. I guess they showed up at the Stanley Cup Finals in Florida. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce make shock appearance at NHL Stanley Cup Final in Florida, and people are mad. I don't know why. I guess because it took away from the actual game like it always does, because they kept showing them a million times.
Every single time
and
they could.
Yeah. On my X feed, it kept saying that. I don't. Who were they rooting for? Florida?
Panthers, yeah.
Florida?
Yep.
Well, according to my X feed, when Taylor walked in and took her seat in the arena, that's when the referee started really blowing the whistle against the other team.
Is that what they said?
Yeah. Oh, in favor of Taylor. Okay.
Fans took to social media with many questioning her relevance to the sport. One person said, "Stick to singing, bitch."
Hockey fans are ruthless, man. They'll let you have it.
Somebody else said, "Leave the hockey to the fans who care." Another wrote, "Just because you're dating an athlete doesn't mean you're part of the sports world. Go home." Man, they're brutal.
That's kind of mean.
That is mean. She just went to a hockey game.
She went to a hockey game. Why can't she go to a hockey game?
Right? Yeah, what is she wearing, though? Let's talk about that.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Like those shorts?
Those shorts make her look like she has a pup. And she's super skinny. What is that?
She's pregnant.
Is she having any cocktails? I don't see any cocktails. Maybe
I didn't
she
see
is.
Any last night. I mean, it shows her drinking something, but you can't, it's not a beer or anything, so she's just drinking out of straws. So I don't know.
Oh.
Could've been water.
Yeah, because she definitely has a bumpity bump bump. But like Jennifer Aniston, it happened to her, and she just said she had a cheeseburger.
That's right.
Yeah, she just needed to have a BM.
Yeah.
My grandma was an RN, and she always would say, "Everybody needs to have a BM per day." It means bowel movement.
Stay regular.
I do it.
This is a weird story. All right, so you know the girl that is with Macaulay Culkin? Her name is, let's see, what's her name? Her name is Brenda Song. She's an actress. Well, anyway, she's with, she's engaged to Macaulay Culkin now, and they have two young sons. Well, now, Trace Cyrus, who is the brother of Miley Cyrus, is coming out and saying, "This woman is crazy." Listen to what he says she did. She faked multiple pregnancies. She pretended that she had an abortion and even put fake blood all over her. She pretended to have breast cancer and even a brain tumor. He said she was crazy, stealing thousands of dollars from him. He also said that she rushed Brenda to get checked when he thought she was miscarrying, finding out that she had never even was pregnant. She had pretend bandages over surgical wounds. And she had never had a procedure to have her breast removed or anything like that. He said she is one blanked in the head chick.
I don't know. Sounds like she's got a good head on her shoulder. I think he's being a little judgmental there.
I mean, I don't know if it happened or not. It's just one man's word. But that if it's that happened, that is a lot. Ooh. Yeah, she's now engaged to Macaulay Culkin, and they have two. Whoa, okay. Whoa. You're right over there?
Yeah.
They have two young sons, so I don't know. That's a crazy story. And then finally, Schmidl, you didn't even tell us about this. Pickleball and OnlyFans.
What?
What?
I guess like the superstars of OnlyFans are going to have a pickleball tournament.
It's like a challenge series.
That sounds awesome. When is that?
He parked right up.
I'm not sure. I'll look into it.
Okay. Did they talk about like what kind of attire they're going to have or anything? Or
Does it say?
It's just athletic gear.
Yes, okay.
But of course, you know, they're falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So pickleball has become so popular, OnlyFans so popular, why not smush the two together?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Right? Yeah. All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Be careful today.
Why? What's wrong?
Friday the 13th.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that. Why would you tell me that?
Yep. Friday the 13th.
Gee whiz,
now, you're not
Wally.
Superstitious, are you?
No, but I don't love it.
I don't love it either. Yeah, I wrote it down last night.
Yeah, I did not know
that. I didn't realize it either. I'm reading through one of my feeds and something about the 13th, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Tomorrow's Friday. Friday the 13th, you're not seeing it in a lot of places.
No, you're not. Well, I think because everything is going on with Israel and all that stuff, nobody wants to bring up any more bad news.
There's enough bad news out there.
Right?
Friday the 13th. Yeah. Man, oh, man. I thought we'd go through some of these things that are in town this weekend. Things going on.
There's a lot.
And it's Father's Day weekend.
Oh, it's what?
It's Father's Day weekend.
I don't think that, you know what? I'm pretty sure that when Mother's Day weekend was around, we never mentioned it as much as we've mentioned Father's Day weekend.
Bull.
No, we didn't.
Bull crap.
We just said there's going to be Mother's Day weekend.
No.
You've said it for 2 weeks now.
Mother's Day weekend for Mother's Day. I mentioned that twice that week. Two times. Nice and loud, okay?
Right.
So do not go there with me.
All right, my bad.
It is Father's Day weekend,
what
by the way.
Is it Father's Day weekend?
Yes, take care of Dad, dear old Dad. He loves cash. These events, what I'm saying is this, that if you're looking for something to do.
There's so much going on.
It's Friday, the weekend,
so nice.
Summer, it's officially here. Come on, man, let's get out and do something, okay?
Are you talking to yourself?
I feel like that's a pep talk.
And me too.
Yeah, kind
of. Okay.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Right. I like it.
All right, so let's start with Saturday first. Well, let's start with what's going on right now.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
It started yesterday as Parker Days.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now,
big
I've
deal.
Never been. You've been,
I've been
so you
one
can
time.
Explain
Have you
that
been?
One.
Oh, yeah. We go every year.
Oh, you do?
It's awesome.
It's so great for kids. I mean, it's great for adults, too. But
do they have carnival rides?
Yep.
Yeah, they have everything.
Do they?
Yep.
Do they have the corn dogs?
Corn dogs?
Funnel cakes. You got it all, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they have, like, sideshows? Like, you could pay a quarter, go in and see, the hairiest woman in the world or something?
No.
They do have one of, like, they have, like, a fun house that you can go through.
Some places
have...
They have a mirror house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well...
not the hairiest. But, I think they got rid of those. There was this thing called politically correct.
No hairy women.
Yeah.
How can a hairy woman be not politically correct?
And the smallest man in the world. Like,
yeah.
All that.
Smallest midget.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got you. But anyway, it's a great event. They have thousands and hundreds of thousands of people to show up, right?
It's very big.
It's a, I think, a four-day event, right?
Yes.
Started yesterday.
Big deal.
Now, Saturday. Now, if you want to take Dad down to Parker Days, he'll have a blast down there. There's no hairy woman, but he'll have a blast out of it. Saturday.
Wait, can I ask you guys something? I'm knowing what we know now from the internet. Will you guys get on carnival rides? I mean, e-liches are like, they have to be certified and they're, you know.
Tested.
I'll go to Disney World. I'll go to e-liches. I'll go to those. But will you guys, knowing what you know now based on the internet, will you get on those rides?
Yes and no.
Okay, what's yes the yes?
The yes is if it's like an Elitch Gardens, is what you're saying, which
but
is
Parker Days
they're
rides.
Checked,
no.
No? No. I'm not getting on the Parker Day rides.
I do, but I watch it. I watch it actually. Like, I watch people go on it at least two times before I actually go on it. And I'm like, all right, if this thing's going to break, it's going to break in the next two goes.
So
and then I'll go.
For some reason, I feel like the Ferris wheel is okay because it's so slow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the breakage and the carnage will be slow.
Yeah. As you tumble down from the top.
Yeah, and that maybe I can catch another seat.
I don't think I'd even do the state fair.
Yeah, it's probably...
It's carnies.
It's still,
I'm not going with the carnies, man.
Yeah.
I got a feeling they get all liquored up in their trailer at night.
Well, the one... Did you guys see the one that it goes in a circle or whatever, and they had to stop it? All the people had to stop it because it was just going and going, and they all got up there and stopped it.
Yeah. I'm even very hesitant on those ones that they have out in Vegas that go out over the edge of the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay, I'm not a big fan of the Lakewood or Lakeside.
I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, Lakeside's there.
Yeah.
It's there, but is it open?
Yeah. And trust me, that roller coaster, the wooden one, man, your neck is never the same.
Oh, it jerks you. It's like hitting a wall.
And then my son was on the airplane ride that goes in a circle, you know, he's like five, and all they do is put a little rope with a clip on, and he was done, he was bored, because he just goes in a circle, and he's like, I want out, and he's getting out, and I'm telling the guy, turn it off! Because it's just a clip with a rope.
So funny you say that, because the North Pole, I don't know if you guys realize, but the North Pole in Colorado Springs is open year round. So they have like a ton of rides, and they got some sketchy ones on there. Like I went on a couple with Little Debbie, and I was like, we might fall off. This might be it.
Lakeside, every time I go by there, the place is closed. Okay, I've never seen it open. I've never seen that place open. And my mother-in-law lives in that neighborhood over there. I'll say this. Not only would I not ride those rides at Lakeside, I don't even like to drive by the place. Okay, it's dangerous there.
No, yeah, everybody brings their own food. They have big picnics and everything. We all went. We all brought our own food. I mean, it that part of like the family experience is really cool. Otherwise, not so much.
Yeah, it looks pretty rickety over there. All right, next on the list is Downtown Littleton Block Party. Now, somebody ran into me just the other day, and they said this thing is back for the first time since COVID. And that it's going to be huge this year. So that might be something in that neighborhood that you might want to go to. Also on Saturday, let me look here, the Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah!
That's easy,
There's
right?
no elephants. I'm not going.
By the way, tickets are $30 for adults.
Oof. That seems a little steep, doesn't it?
Does seem steep, doesn't it? And well, then even for kids, it's $14.
I mean, gone once, and we just walked around. What else is there to do?
I mean, you spend a lot of money while you're in there. Beer and turkey legs.
But,
and
I mean, I just walked around. I saw a sword fight.
Yeah, I mean, they got shows, various shows, and they've got some activities.
They got
like
the joust?
Games.
Yeah. Dude, you can throw. My favorite thing is they got this guy in a stockade. You can throw tomatoes at him.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
You can pay to do it. Yeah.
It was so packed, I couldn't find anything.
That's
so
always the longest line. It takes like 20 minutes to get to him, but it's so fun. He insults you while you're throwing tomatoes at him.
We should do that with you in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I would
do
that.
We should put you down in the parking lot, put a bushel of tomatoes down there.
All right.
Have listeners come by and take a shot at you.
Let's do it.
That'd be a great little gift.
We should have kicked off the Renaissance Festival.
We got to remember that for next year, man, to plaster you with some tomatoes.
You won't write it down, and if you do, you won't find the notebook.
Exactly.
No.
You're right.
All right, next is Sunday, Juneteenth Music Celebration.
Okay.
It's the music festival, and that's in the historic Five Points neighborhood. When did they start adding the historic to Five Points?
I don't know. But it makes it sound more prestigious.
It does.
Yeah,
because
I
first moved here, it wasn't historic.
It was just five points.
And you didn't go there.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it's historic.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Well, I like it.
A little
like
celebration.
It.
Yeah. And then the biggie of the weekend, tickets still available. Post Malone and Jelly Roll. Going to be at the stadium. All right.
And then just expect, because Carson and I are both going to that concert, Monday it'll be the BJ and Spadel show.
Yeah.
Woo! Good luck, you two.
It's all ours, buddy.
It's going to be fun.
Because I'll be on that couch sleeping.
And don't forget, Father's Day weekend.
Oh, what is it? Yeah.
Father's Day.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, I don't know about you, but I am blown away, and I keep just reading and reading and reading about this guy that survived that plane crash in India. That is the wildest thing ever. 244 people on that plane, everybody but one guy in seat 11A survived.
That is so bizarre. And how did he get out of the building? It was on fire.
Here's what he claims, okay? He was talking yesterday from the hospital. Yeah, he's talking. He's fine. He's going to be okay. He's the only guy that got out of there. He says the plane went in at an angle. His side that he was on the bottom floor of the building, on the first floor. The rest of the plane on the other side was up second and third story of the building, and they were trapped by debris. He was in an open area, and for some reason, the door on the plane where he was sitting next to blew off before they hit the building.
Wow.
They have video of the door flying off. I don't know if it was cabin pressure. I don't know what caused it, but a door flew off. That's what saved him.
So what's crazy is yesterday TMZ had the whistleblower on, the guy that talked about the 737s. Remember the Max Air, all that stuff, and the 7. Well, he also named the which one is that 780? What's that?
So 787 Dreamliner.
Right. So he also brought up the whistleblower. This was an interview in I don't know what year it was, a couple of years ago. He said, "I'm worried about the 787 too." He said because they only check themselves. Mechanics don't have people now that come and check their work. They only write down on a piece of paper that they completed the task. They don't have anybody over them anymore because they don't think they need to. And so he said, "I'm worried about the 787, what's going on with them?" And guess what happened then?
Mm-hmm. What?
He took his own life.
The whistleblower did?
Yes.
I remember all this.
He did.
Yeah,
and
right.
then they sued Boeing for his family did, and then they quietly paid him off.
But This is the first accident ever for the 787.
For the Dreamliner?
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. But it is interesting that he took his life and he was the whistleblower. Let me read what this guy said from the hospital, okay? Remember, this guy walked away. He literally walked away from this plane crash. He said, quote, "I don't know how I came out alive. For a while, I thought I was about to die. But when I opened my eyes, I was alive. And I opened my seatbelt, I got out of there. The side where I was seated fell to the ground floor of the building. There was some space there. When the door broke, I saw the space and I jumped out. The door must have broken in air or on impact, not sure. There was a wall on the opposite side. Those people couldn't get out."
Weird.
Wow. He was
just
so
the only one. Where's the why didn't the other people around him get out?
They were gone. He said they were gone. All he saw was bodies.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. God, but how this one man walks out of the... And all you see of this airplane is the tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just stuck in the building, just like a dart.
And they're not sure what happened because they said the flaps were put in the landing position. The flaps on the airplane were placed in the landing position, and they never pulled up their landing gear. So when they took off, you know how they, their landing gear retracts up into the body? They kept those down the whole time, and the flaps were wrong. Hmm. So something wacky.
Sounds like human error in some way. Yeah. I don't know how, but this guy, man, he needs to go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, he does.
Quick.
That's unbelievable.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, this is great. If you're looking to take dad out for Father's Day.
Oh, my God.
There's a...
Oh, my God.
No, there, you ever heard...
Okay, you know what?
Have you
we
ever
got
heard,
it. It's Father's
have
Day.
You,
week.
Have you ever heard of the James Beard Awards?
Of course I have.
James Beard, they're the tops, man. It's the Oscars when it comes to restaurants. There are four restaurants here in town that made the finalists for this year's awards. And I thought that, you know, with Father's Day weekend being here, that if we
hey,
went through
Spadil,
this.
Will you start keeping a account of
a
how
tally?
Many times? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, because I think we're at 100 so far.
Easily.
I'm just pointing out
yeah,
that
really, let's,
this is a
you
good...
You never can. I've brought up those awards before. I've brought up all this before, and you've been like, nobody cares, Jamie. But
are
all of a sudden,
you kidding? I've always been a big fan of the James Beard Awards.
Beard.
Yeah. I've always been a big
you've
fan.
You've always been like, I don't even know what that means.
No.
Just go eat where it's good. But now all of a sudden, because it's Father's Day weekend.
This list just coincidentally came out on Father's Day weekend, okay? I thought it would be nice to share it because we have some really high-honored restaurants here.
Wait, what?
Whatever.
What are they?
Who are they?
Yeah. Who are they?
Let's see here.
Oh, you don't even have the names ready?
Yeah, I do.
I just
put them to the side when you started scolding me is all. All right. For Father's Day weekend, guys.
Father's Day weekend.
There's one in Boulder. It's called Frasca's Food and Wine. 5-star, they say.
Frasca. Is that the one on the cliff?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Okay.
But they're top notch, man. There's a.
Did you just give me a thumbs up?
Yeah, top notch.
Top notch. Just gave me a thumbs up. You guys can't even see that. He's like, Jamie.
It's like on a commercial.
Right. I know.
Guys, this is really important. It's Father's Day weekend.
You are right, wound up.
Listen.
Yeah.
Denver's Alma Fonda Fina.
What?
Alma Fonda Fina.
Alma.
Like you've never heard of it.
I feel like you're not saying it right.
And it says, is on its way to the top as it becomes a finalist. Thumbs up for that one, too. Alma Fonda Fina.
Alma Fonda Fina. Okay.
Over in Parker, this is in your hood, man.
Oh, okay.
All right. You got the Poulette.
I've never heard of that.
Bake Shop.
I feel like all these are being said wrong.
They are not being said wrong. I practiced this before the show this morning. I was in the office at 4:00 this morning practicing the enunciation of all these. It's Poulette.
Okay.
The Poulette Bake Shop over in Parker. I guess they have French pastries.
Oh, wow.
And they're like the best there is.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be Poulet?
Yeah, Poulet.
The Poulet Bake Shop. No, it's Poulet. Listen to me.
Poulet. Right. It's the Poulet. It's a French bakery, Jamie. It's called Poulet.
It's the Poulet Bakery.
It's spelled like roulette with a P. I would say Poulet.
Poulet.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Shabadil. You got some couth. Whatever that means. Yeah. So I think that's when you chime in, right? Yeah. When you chime in, your couth is good. Okay. The last one on the list is the Yacht Club. The Yacht Club, that sounds really fancy, doesn't it?
The Yacht Club?
In Denver. Yeah, it's called the Yacht Club. It's a sleek cocktail lounge, offers spirit-based drinks, beer, and wine.
Wow.
Along with dim sum. Dim sum style snacks.
Consider we don't have any.
I like dim sum. What is dim sum?
They roll around with a cart of different kinds of foods.
Yeah.
And so it's usually, well, when we went on a Sunday, they roll around with all these different kinds of foods and you just pick out. There's small plates.
So it's like, give dim sum of that and I'll take some of this, right? Is that why they call it that? No, you say give dim sum, and then I'll take some.
Did he mention it's Father's Day weekend?
Where are you going? Jamie, you cannot leave the show today. Just saying. Father's Day weekend. Be sure to hit any of these if you get a chance. Take dear old dad out for lunch, for dinner. Just show him you care. That's all he's asking for.
BJ and Jamie.
Sorry about this.
Well, I was just singing my favorite song.
Folks, we have some breaking news for you. This is breaking news. I know that's your favorite song. You love that anxiety song.
I do.
But at the same time, when big news happens, we have to break into whatever song is playing, even though it's just a killer song. We have an earthquake.
We had.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, 2.9 earthquake hit 4 miles from Decano, Colorado. I guess it's right by, it's that way.
Yeah, it's up north.
Yeah,
it's up north. I know that.
So
I've been through
there
before.
Right past Broomfield.
Yeah.
So it's called Decano. It's between Longmont and Broomfield, 2.9, and it happened at 6:08 a.m. this morning. People said that they felt it, and I'm going to guess it's from fracking.
No.
I bet. We don't
you
even
don't,
have any fault lines here.
Don't blame it on my fracking friends,
it's
please.
It's a fracking earthquake.
It's south of Bucky's. I hope Bucky's isn't knocked off the top of the building there. You know that big old beaver?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They put that big beaver out there, and if that beaver gets shaking, it could fall off there. But Decano's on your way up there.
Yeah. Like I said, it's between Broomfield and Longmont. It's mostly closer to Broomfield. But at 2.9 at 6:08 this morning, and I'm telling you, it's from fracking.
Well, I don't know what's causing it, but we never get earthquakes, do we?
But there
Colorado
are
Colorado does.
There are fracking earthquakes.
Well, there might be, but we don't know if that's caused it. You're just taking a guess at it. I think it's probably some type of fault line.
Really?
You think
we have
a... There is a fracking thing up there. There's a paintball field right there that I used to play at, and like right across the street from the paintball field, fracking place.
There it is.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Want to blame the
fracker. Doesn't go through
the
here,
frackers didn't do it, guys.
It's not the Ring of Fire.
Could be. You don't know. There's earthquakes all the time in Colorado.
And you know what? The Ring of Fire does not even hit close to Colorado.
We have mountains. Earthquakes happen here. It happens.
I'm just saying. Okay.
What was it again? 2.9?
Yeah.
Is that? We didn't feel anything.
Well, it's a pretty small earthquake.
Yeah,
but still. If anybody
here,
felt
come
it,
over here. Let me shake you a little bit.
Well, if anybody felt it, can you text us at 303-22-ALICE? Did it rock your house or anything? Did anything fall off the shelves? Out of bed?
No, it's only 2.9. It's 2.9. Yeah. It's just going to be a little tremble.
Yeah.
There might be somebody that was underneath the fault line. You don't know.
Okay. I'm just saying 2.9 is like...
People could probably burp louder.
Uh-huh. I felt it this morning. I'm in North Thornton.
It's like when you fart really big and it kind of shakes your body.
Yeah. Shakes the couch.
Look, we either keep talking about this or we go back to that anxiety song, okay? So that's why I'm delaying everything right now, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, big earthquake. Well,
Not a big earthquake
this morning in Colorado, just north of Thornton.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Apparently, we're all saying it wrong, the name of the town. How do you say it?
Decono.
Decono.
Yeah. Oh, like you knew. I love the way you jump in there with that knowledge of yours.
It's the Decono. It's the Decono Erie exit.
Do that every single time. You didn't know any more than we did.
God. Let's see here. We do have a large fault here in Colorado. Okay. I've never heard of it.
Yes, we do. We wouldn't have mountains if you don't have fault.
Oh, my God. Now all of a sudden he's an earthquake fault line
expert. I just know that if you've got mountains,
well, I've never
got
heard
faults.
Anybody say anything about a fault line here. Oh, usually they name it like the New Madrid is in Southern Illinois, right? Because you know about it because they talk about it. The Ring of Fire. You know about that. I've never heard them name it. Well, what's the name of it?
The Polis. Huge crack. The Polis Fault right here in Colorado.
All right. A couple big things. First of all, congratulations to Maya Lesner. She goes to CSU, and she won the NCAA national title for shot put. So that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I saw her video.
Yeah.
Man, she can chunk that thing.
Shot puts are hard.
Woo, lordy.
Have you ever tried to throw one?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid I'll hit myself in the jaw. You know, they lay it right up here, and then you got to have the right timing.
You launch it.
You just hit yourself.
Yeah. I know. I'm showing you. It doesn't look easy, and it's not easy.
It's really, really heavy. Yeah. I mean, it's heavy, because when you do track and field, or when I did, you had to, like, try out for different things.
Yeah.
Shot put was not my game.
Well, it usually takes big girls to do it. You know, you got to be pretty strong.
It's Brock Lesnar's daughter. He was a wrestler and a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that and the discus is even harder.
Oh, yeah. Because
you have to go in a circle, and then you're dizzy. Like, where the hell am I going to release this thing? Ah, yeah. Ah,
you definitely have to be big-boned.
I don't think she's big-boned.
Who?
Maya.
Oh, I don't know.
She's an athlete.
She's an athlete, yeah. Big-boned.
I think she's muscular.
There's a lot of big-boned athletes, folks. Look at Charles Barkley.
All their bones are pretty much the same.
Charles Barkley, big bone.
Yeah, dense.
Some
bones.
Are just
look at
longer,
the Shaq. I'll bet you his bones are bigger than mine.
Some of them are longer. They're just not bigger.
Well, they're thicker.
No.
Can be.
They're just longer.
You don't know that. Look, folks, we either have this conversation or we play that anxiety song again. Okay. I'm just trying to help you out here.
Anyway, congratulations to her. Oh, the other big story is that Kroenke is now the sole owner of Elitch's, the property, I think. So yesterday there was a big announcement that they bought up Elitch's, Meow Wolf, that whole area. And the rumor is that they're going to move Elitch's to the out by the Gaylord, which wouldn't be a bad idea. I hear that they're going to keep Meow Wolf where it is. They own the land underneath, and they're going to build a humongous performance complex around Ball Arena. It's going to include a hotel, luxury condos, shopping, a whole thing. But here's the bad part. It's not going to be ready for 20 to 25 years. 20 to 25 years.
20 to 25 years?
Yeah, I don't get why it's going to take so long.
Kroenke won't even be alive.
I know. I know.
And he's old.
And his son will be really old.
Yeah, they're all going to be gone.
His son is like, I don't know, 45 or something.
Oh, this is a pipe dream. It ain't going to happen.
And then, as you know, Bronco Stadium is going to be like the, well, we think the rumor is about a mile south of that. So it's all going to be just a huge complex. But 20 to 25 years? I don't have time for that.
That's going to be cool, though.
I'll be on a walker.
Yeah, me too. I will be around.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't,
yeah.
Jamie.
Yeah, you will.
Not at this pace. I had 3 Snickers yesterday.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. Why?
3, huh?
You're going to get the diabetes.
Yeah, probably.
And then we're going to have to amputate your feet.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'll be.
Because you get diabetic foot wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Those things don't heal.
No, they don't.
You have to take them.
I know. But those candy bars, they're delicious.
Just remember, I was married to a guy that had to cut those things off.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, too bad you're still not married to him. I'd get a deal on that, wouldn't I?
I probably can still get it. We'd still talk, so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Folks, it's either this or that anxiety song. Okay? I'm just warning you. That's all I'm doing. I'm just warning you.
Okay, so just so you know, somebody said that the name of our fault line is called the Gore Range.
It's not Polis?
Gore Range Fault.
I think of the big crack. I think of him.
I used to like Polis. And then, remember, I used to like him so much, and yeah. I liked his tennis shoes.
Yeah. I like the guy, yes. I don't know him.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I like him or not. A bit of a puppet.
Yeah. All right.
I'll do whatever you guys say in my tennis shoes. Anyway, all right. What else was I going to say? Hold on. There was a lot going on. Oh, How to Train Your Dragon is coming out.
What?
It's out today. A Universal live action version of the popular movie, How to Train Your Dragon. My kid loved that movie when he was little. So it's out today. I thought when I read it that it said How to Drain Your Dragon. That is a different movie.
That is a different movie altogether.
Here's the trailer for it, number 2.
We're all descendants of the finest dragon fighters from everywhere the Vikings ever traveled. These beasts are a threat to all of our lands.
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Maybe they're not as bad as we think they are.
In case you forgot, our parents' war is about to become ours.
I'm not one of them.
Wow, you've lost everything. Your father, your tribe, your best friend. What are you going to do about it?
Probably something stupid.
Whoa.
Wow.
That moved me.
Looks like it's going to be good.
I don't even know what they're talking about.
Me either.
It does look like it's going to be really good.
I never saw the first one.
Oh, you did?
It's really good.
It's a little kid. He rides around on a dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best buddies.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they are BFFs.
Yeah.
They have the necklaces. Yeah. Both of them, one says BF and the other one says IST.
On this? That's how that started?
Yeah, yeah, so they have that necklace. It's cut in half.
Yeah.
And so he owns the side that says BF and the other guy owns the IST earned.
Sounds exciting.
And when you put them together, it says best friend.
Yeah, they're always together, even when they're apart.
All right.
I always wanted that necklace from Avon. My mom's like, that's dumb. I'm like, I really Michelle will get the other side of it, and I'll get this side. My mom's like, no. Avon. All right, anyway, Oprah Winfrey, this is kind of mean. She says the reason why she didn't have children, I've always wondered that, by the way. She said it's because of Barbara Walters. I guess Barbara Walters adopted a child. Her name was Jacqueline. And I guess her daughter gave Barbara Walters a lot of problems. At one point, her daughter ran away from home when she was a teenager. She ran away for a month. They couldn't find her. And that's when Oprah said, nope, I'm not having kids.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's dumb.
She said, I saw how much,
really?
How many problems she had with that child, and I didn't want any kind of part of that because it was so stressful for her.
Unbelievable.
I know, isn't it?
That is I don't even have words for it. It's just so stupid.
Yeah, she said.
You look at somebody that's got a kid, and that kid's out of control, and that's the reason you don't have kids.
I know, that's a weird.
That's your decision. That's why you did that. That makes no sense.
When I saw somebody with an out-of-control kid or with problems or whatever, I'd be like, I know for me, I'd be like, my kid is never going to be like that. That's what you say to yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you don't say, oh, I'm never having kids. You just say, I'm going to.
That just seems like a headline.
Well.
That she's just trying to get a headline.
Oh, she is?
Well, yeah.
I was like, she did say it, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's her trying to get the attention.
Got it. And then finally, I have a list of free therapy for you guys. So it says, did you know that it's easy to, like, if you suffer from depression or, like, if you're having a bad day or whatever, that it's easy to fix yourself? Did you know that?
No.
Do you want to hear the ways that you do it?
Sure, okay. I do.
All right. The first way is if you laugh. It changes your mood immediately.
It's easy enough.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
can you laugh. Do like a joke or something?
No, I'm just saying that would change everything once you laugh.
Okay. Also, taking naps whenever you feel like it.
My God.
I agree with that.
Yeah, this is the best. Yeah, best.
A nap will change everything, right?
Laugh and nap. So far, we're on the right track.
Running.
Oof. All right, stop. No. Why would I need to run after I laughed and took a nap?
It says running, like, just clears your head and it gives you that dopamine or whatever.
Does it say you have to do all three, though?
No. These are any of them. Yeah, okay. You don't have to do all of these
I'm 2 out of 3.
Petting your dog or a stray dog or somebody else's dog.
Okay.
All right. Camping and hiking. Getting out of wherever you usually are and going somewhere.
I agree with hiking, yes. Yeah. Getting out in nature.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's see here. Talking to friends for hours and just venting about your life.
Oh, no. That's the best part about paintball is when we're all stretching and getting ready and we're just bitching about life. Yeah.
I just feel bad for the person that has to hear all the bitching.
Yeah.
I'll be starting running.
We all just listen to each other.
Away.
Yeah.
And then finally, taking a long drive and blasting music.
Love that. Windows down, cranked up. Let's go.
Yep, it changes everything. So try any of those. If over the weekend it's Father's Day and your kids don't call. Yeah. What are our bets this year?
That the kids call?
Yeah.
Let's see. I talked to them just this past week.
Oh, so they already count.
We're probably going to skip Father's Day.
Yeah, because that counts.
That was the one call a month. They'll chalk that up as an
encounter.
Exactly. All right, I'm done. There you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Look, if you're looking to take dear old dad out for Father's Day and you want to get to a concert, maybe he loves Post Malone and Jelly Roll. That show's in town this weekend, there you go. Get your tickets while you can. Also, for Father's Day, do you know the Bigfoot calling contest is this weekend?
I did not know that.
He'd love to go to that.
Yeah. Where is it?
Red River Gorge.
I don't know where that
Red River, right, Spadil? Is that right?
That's where that contest was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's back there, I think. I think it's back there. Here it is.
What? It already happened?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I think that is coming up, isn't it?
No, because that is all from, it's already happened.
Oh, I thought this was last year.
No. This is this year's.
I guess you can't take dear old dad now, can you?
All right, well, there's Post Malone and Jelly Roll. You know that.
Well, let's hear it.
It won't play for some reason.
Oh,
it won't.
My God.
It's all locked up.
Listen, how are we number one?
Watch the button.
I don't even get it.
See? For some reason.
I mean, thanks, everybody, but I just.
Schmidl, the machine died.
I don't even know why.
Look, it's either this or we play Anxiety again, okay?
God, just don't even get it.
Here, I got it right here.
Oh, can you play it? Great, okay.
I missed that.
Speaking of animals,
can you put that on the list for next year? When that is coming up, just warn me. Okay?
Yeah, so you can
I'd love to go.
My friend, she is in Texas. I guess they have like the world's best petting zoo in Texas. It's like it looks amazing, and like the resort is inside the petting zoo, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, right.
Well, she's going to go and pet a capybara. Do you know what that is?
Well, I've seen them on the internet. I've never seen one live.
Yeah, but. So she is freaking out. Like she, I guess this has been her whole dream. Here, hold on, I got a little something for you. Hold on. Let me play it.
Capybara. Yeah. Capybara.
It's kind of sexy.
It is kind of cool. It is kind of cool. And he's a cute little varmint.
He is.
He really is.
But I was just thinking, I mean, like, this has been her dream her whole life, is to pet this sucker or whatever. I don't have, like, I mean, I think a sloth would be cool, you know, to see or whatever. But I don't have, like, a dream animal that I...
To pet.
We held koala bears in Australia.
Yeah.
That was cool. But you also know that they have that, what's that, they have... chlamydia or whatever.
Yeah.
So you have that on your brain. Like, hell, I hope I don't get the chlamydia.
Yeah, you don't want to bring that back to dinner.
Yeah. So that's kind of but do you have like a thing that you've never, like an animal that you've never seen in real life that you have hopes and dreams of seeing?
Well, not to see, but I thought you were going to say to pet. To be next to, maybe a high five, you know, one of these. Mm-hmm. A gorilla.
A gorilla.
Yeah, I think
like
it'd be cool.
Like a silverback.
If you had a gorilla that was pretty tame, kind of like, you know, maybe a neighbor or something, that you could go into the...
That Ann lady, what's her name? Remember? She was like, she's one with the gorillas.
Yeah. The monkey woman. Yeah.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name either, but
she is...
Diane Fossey.
No, that's not her name.
Well, even the old Michael Jackson videos with him and what was that monkey's name? Bubbles or something
Bubbles,
like that?
But Bubbles went kind of crazy.
Yeah, I know he did. But I'm just saying that I think a monkey would be cool. Now, I don't want one of those little bitty rat-looking monkeys.
Are you talking about Jane Goodall?
Yeah, Jane Goodall. Yeah, she was like the ape whisperer.
She's the ape woman.
Oh. Yeah.
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 She's on Carson, right?
Who?
Johnny Carson. What? She was on there a lot.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, me either. Mm. Anyway. All right, well, that concludes my question.
But I think a gorilla, a big monkey, would be fun if it was tamed and it could, you know, communicate with you, hand signals and things like that. But I wouldn't want one that's pissed off or anything.
Yeah, I don't think they have, I don't think they have any that are tamed, do they?
I don't know. That lady you're talking about, she's always
Yeah, but she would get down with them. But those weren't silverback, I don't think, were they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know exactly what they were.
What
but
about you?
You
Larry?
See pictures with monkeys all the time.
Yeah, I would go personally a lion.
Oh,
that'd
a lion!
Be crazy,
yeah.
Really.
You know they have a lion up at the zoo up there. You know the one that's awesome,
the Cheyenne Mountain.
Yeah,
Zoo?
They have one because he roars and it scares the crap out of you. He does. It
really?
Roars, and you're like, what the hell was that? It sounds fake. You think they pipe it in?
Spadil, what about you?
Well, you know how they have all this new like DNA stuff where they're bringing animals back?
Yeah.
I want to pet a dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
I hope they bring dinosaurs back. I can pet a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was a fun game.
It's either this or we play Anxiety. Okay, folks. Just bear with me.
At this point, let's play it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Post Malone, and Jelly Roll. Going to be at Mile High. That's coming up this weekend. They'll be there Sunday night. Now, you're going to the show. Carson's going to the show. But, Jamie, you're learning the words to all the songs, right?
Yep, all of them. Yep.
Making sure that you can do a big sing-along.
Yeah, because that makes a concert now, much better if you know all the words.
Which Absolutely. Friend are you taking?
Kylie.
Yeah. Kylie.
Well, I'm telling you, it was like Bob was in the air or something. Because, you know, Father's Day is not the best for me, just in a lot of you. Because, you know, it's sad, right, if you don't have your dad. And so Kylie's like, I'm doing brunch with my dad. Why don't you come over afterwards and we'll sit on the deck and just have some wine. And that way, you know, just do something to get your mind off of it. Whatever. I was like, that's so nice. And then out of nowhere, your friend Ashley is like, hey, I have tickets. Do you want to go to Post Malone? I was like, oh. Yeah.
Great idea.
So, you know, obviously I'll take Kylie because she invited me over. So, yeah.
Big show. Yeah, big show. Big ass show, right?
Big ass show.
Now, from what I remember, they have that big tailgate party, right?
Yes.
How does that work?
It's
Can anybody go? Then, if you've got a ticket to the show, you're going to the stadium, you get to go to the, it's not that exclusive then, is it? It's just, you just show up.
They do have a VIP tickets and VIP experiences within the tailgate that you can go to. But, I mean,
but
the
you
overall
pay for
thing
that.
Is just general admission.
But you got to pay for that.
I don't
that.
Even know if you can pay for it. I think it's just, like, you either get them or you don't get them, the VIP entrance.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like, works. They get, like, the VIP tickets get, like, 2 free beers. They get lunch, some exclusive other things. But the
I'm
overall
sure you
thing
can
is,
buy it, you know, probably.
Yeah, I would think that you buy that.
It might be a package, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway. Either way, it's going to be a big show. They're expecting 70,000 people down there.
My biggest concern is I'm not going to wake up Monday morning in time. That's because we're staying downtown.
Yeah.
That's my.
It's going to be a late night.
I kind of hope you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I can make that happen.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
after 3 hours sleep, right. You know, Post Malone.
If you do that, just make sure you text me before you do it.
Right.
So I cannot show up.
Because I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be brutal.
Yeah.
Because my biggest concern is we're leaving my car here and then she's picking me up and then we're going downtown and I have to get an Uber at 4:30 in the morning. I hope
Back
they show
to here.
Yeah. I hope they show up.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think they'll show up. I think it's a matter of you show up.
Wake okay? it up.
That's the key.
That's going to be the X factor.
Yeah, it'll
Man,
be fine.
I got to tell you, that's going to be one heck of a show because he has so many songs and Jelly Roll.
But he keeps falling down.
What do you mean?
Well, I've watched two different places where he's been and he keeps falling down.
Well, it's better he falls down than Jelly Roll.
Well, Jelly Roll's lost so much weight, though.
Yeah, man, it'd be hard to get up.
Yeah, but, I mean, Jelly Roll is not the big obese boy
Why is
anymore.
Posty having a problem standing?
I don't know. I think his cowboy boots, I think they got, they're slippery on
they're
the bottom.
They're really slick. Yeah.
Causing him to buckle at the knees?
Dude, the same thing happened to me. I had cowboy boots on once, and I was at LAX, and they came out from under me, and I hit my head so hard, I thought I was dead.
Like, those true cowboy boots are really slick. They
really
should put some
slick.
Grippies on them.
Look, I've had cowboy boots all my life. I've never fallen because
of
cowboy
I have.
Boots.
I have.
It doesn't. It
because
doesn't
they don't
really
have any grip on the bottom.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
But it doesn't really give why Post Malone is falling at his shows.
Well, if you see it, they just come right out from under him. They do. I agree. They need some like grippies.
Yeah,
yeah. They need
to get some bombas
All right.
for those.
Well, if you want to see Posty fall. Get your tickets. Go to the show. He's going to be at the stadium Sunday night with Jelly Roll. Should be one heck of a show.
BJ and Jamie.
Bedell, you should have hit the breaking news for this story. This is huge. This is huge. Man, next time, be on the ball. Okay?
What happened? What happened?
The Aurora thing. The Aurora fireworks.
Why? What, Get this. What is this?
You're going to love this. And he'll pull up the story for you here. But I just saw it a few minutes ago, man. Aurora has announced that now, starting on Sunday, all the way through the 4th of July, fireworks ban is off. You can blow. Take a trip up to Wyoming, load up your trunk, come back here, and just let them rip, man, right there in Aurora. This is so exciting.
This seems like a bad idea.
Listen,
it's going to be hot. Listen to me.
Let me read
it's
the first.
It's going to be hot, and it's going to be dry. This sounds like a bad idea.
This is awesome, folks. We've been wanting to blow up things for a long, long time. Here we go. It says this from Aurora, Colorado. It says Aurora's fire department is lifting the city's Stage 1 fire restriction. Which would normally ban the purchase and use of fireworks. No longer. Starting on June 15th. That is Sunday, by the way. All the way through the July 4th weekend.
Hold on.
Boom. Woo. Let them blow.
Hold on. You are such a dumbass.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just... Oh, nope. What?
The fire chief said, conditions don't look that bad. Just let them go.
Is that what he said?
That was a quote.
Okay. Well, Spadil just pulled up. Did you read all of it? You never read. Really?
I'm right to here right now.
Did you read the part where it says firecrackers? No firecrackers, no cherry bombs, no Roman candles, no aerial devices of any kind, no rockets, no bottle rockets, nothing that flies in the air.
Where are you seeing that?
Right here that says not allowed.
Well, then how can you lift a fireworks ban if you can't have any of that crap?
Yeah, so basically you can bring out your sparklers.
And snakes. Don't forget the snakes.
Wait a minute. Aurora's permissible fireworks are similar to the types that are allowed in restricted areas.
Yeah, you're dumb. Sorry.
So you can't go to Wyoming? You can't just load up the truck with things that could just blow up the world?
No, you can't shoot Roman candles at each other like the good old days. Nothing.
Man, what happened? What happened to the good old days, man? When you could blow a meal box off a box off the stand with an M80? That was good days.
No, what was really fun is we'd be swimming out in the lake and then people from the shore would try to hit us with Roman candles.
Yeah. Why
would
you
go under the water
So why would you have this announcement?
There's no announcement.
It's the same as every year. It's an announcement.
It's an announcement about nothing. It's like, what? I don't get it.
This is crap.
It says fireworks that explode or leave the ground are illegal unless they're professional displays.
So let me ask you a question. This comes up every year.
This is a waste of time to even talk about.
When you go, listen. I got a question.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And I'm sure you don't have the answer, but I'm just throwing it out there because somebody might have an answer. Okay. When you go to one of these tents that's set up there at the Safeway parking lot, and the big black cat, that's a big brand, right? You go to that big black cat tent, and you can buy the fireworks, being firecrackers, rubbing candles, and all that crap.
I don't think you can, right?
You can buy them, you just can't shoot them.
No.
That makes no sense to
all
me.
All they have is like the snakes and the poppers and then the sparklers, and then they got the tanks that roll like 2 inches. And
maybe
fire.
Some fountains.
Yeah, they have the stuff inside those tents.
They don't have the big stuff that you want.
Not any of the illegal ones.
They don't have Roman candles. They have firecrackers.
No,
you can't buy.
They got like the little spinners. Carson said, they got snakes, tanks. They got streamers.
It sounds like they only have the stuff that's legal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado,
that's why everybody goes to Wyoming.
Yeah.
I'm moving.
It's only an hour to get to Cheyenne, man.
I'll move up there. Just drive every day.
Yeah.
Come to work.
I will tell you this. I learned the hard way because I got a spanking. But so when you burn those snakes, you know, like we used to put them on top of each other, like build them up.
Yeah.
Like five. Well, when you burn them on the driveway, they make a big stain mark that
doesn't. Huge mark.
Well,
I'm disappointed.
Hard to get rid of.
I kind of have some PTSD from that. I'm not whooping.
Forward to a big bang. Because
apparently I was told not to burn them on that thing. And, oh, well.
All right, that was a great story, though.
Thanks for sharing.
Man, I got to tell you, I think Safeway is going to be on strike this Sunday. I guess the deadline is today at 5.
You really have a lot in this. Like this and Father's Day, you bring up a lot.
Well, I think the Safeway thing is affects a lot of people.
Who?
People that buy groceries. You just really want to know the truth. Kind of like King Supers, people that buy groceries, this will affect you.
Gotcha.
And it looks like that their deadline is this afternoon at 5, that they put out a proposal. The people that work there have said, hey, if you'll do this, we could stay open. We'll come to work.
But you're right.
And they're saying no.
What you said yesterday is like it's kind of bad timing with all that's going on.
Now
with the Israeli strike and all that, nobody's going to pay attention to this.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm mentioning it, because you're going to find out on Sunday when you go to a Safeway if they are on strike and if you're going to cross that line or not. But you're right. They're not getting any publicity. If you remember, King Super's got a lot. But Safeway doesn't seem to be getting any because of all the headlines out there with the riots. Now the Iran thing and blah, 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 blah. It's just everything.
It's not a good PR move. You know what I mean?
The timing's
I'd push it.
I got some bad emails or texts yesterday saying that I was not helping the situation by saying it that way, that there are bigger news items out there. I'm just calling it the way I see it. You're just not getting a lot of publicity for it. And I hope you get everything you want, though.
That's okay. I got in trouble because somebody said I was making fun of diabetes.
Well, you kind of were.
I wasn't. I was saying that you ate all that food and your feet are going to get cut off.
Are you hoping I get diabetes?
No, I don't want you. No, it's a horrible thing.
You bring it up as much as I bring up fireworks. Or
no,
Safeway.
Because you're the one that said you ate like 20 candy bars. I'm like, dude, you don't want a diabetic foot wound. It's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you got to cut back.
But those king-size Snickers are the best. Oh. They last forever.
Somebody said, though, you can't get diabetes from sugar. I don't know. I don't know a lot about diabetes.
What?
From eating candy bars that I'm misinforming people. I don't know anything. I don't know. So keep eating them.
I didn't realize
Yeah,
that.
You'll be fine.
All right. I'm going to load up today then. You know, what the heck? All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday weekend. Almost here.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Going to be a hot weekend. Today, a chance of rain. They're seeing maybe some thunderstorms, too.
Yep, here and there, scattered. Yep.
Later this afternoon, but a dry weekend. Looking good for all the activities that are planned for the weekend. Lots of them, too. Everything's going on in town. You got Parker Days. You got the Renaissance Festival. You got a big old concert. You got Father's Day weekend.
It's Father's Day weekend?
Yes, whoa, Jamie,
that
it is.
Crazy.
Why does it bother you that I mentioned that?
Well, because, it's literally been for 2 weeks.
Dad's so important in your life, if you think about it.
Well, they very...
More important than Mom.
In
most cases, I would guess.
I don't know. I don't know if I got that far.
Yeah, I would.
I'll
say what people don't want to say.
Equally as important. Yeah,
I think Dad's more important. I really do. I think Dad really is the cornerstone man. So take the cornerstone out for lunch this weekend, or dinner, something like that, or an event somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them going on.
I remember that one Father's Day you didn't have Frog yet, and not one of your kids called.
Could happen this week, too. Who knows? So let me show you my exchange I'm having with my wife right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
This is pretty exciting.
Okay.
So last night, one of the things she said before she went to pottery is that I need to put
She's still doing that. Good for her.
Yeah, she's still doing the pottery. We got the wheel now, you know.
Yeah. No, but I mean, usually people just try something, you know, like you did with golf, Carson. You tried it for
one shot.
Oh, no. We're so advanced at my house.
Wow.
Yeah, we're making statues for the front yard.
Really?
Pottery. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it's really big, Jamie. Big. I mean, just big old busts.
Yeah.
Maybe front a bird yard. Bath.
Yeah.
Oh, loaded. Maybe she could, like, make one of you for my yard.
There's so many out there. It looks like a cemetery.
I mean, will you ask her to make one for my yard?
Yeah, I'll get
you. Of you.
Of me?
Yeah.
We'll knock that out for you.
Okay.
Yeah, she's really good at it. But before she left for pottery last night, she asked me to put the clothes in the dryer from the washer, right? Because I guess it was a load of frog's clothes or something he needed for today. I forgot. I went to bed, forgot.
Oh, okay. No. So that's the worst. They stink now.
My first text of the morning this morning from my beautiful, lovely wife.
For Father's Day weekend.
Thank you so much for putting the clothes in the dryer last night like I ask of you.
Happy Father's Day weekend.
So then I replied with a picture of the concert tickets for Post Malone.
Oh, you already did that?
Oh, I've done it, like a couple of days ago.
No, I know, but you gave it to her like that?
Well, she's got a plan to take somebody with her because BJ can't go.
I know, but
it's Father's Day. That's how
at you did that?
Yeah, I fired back with one of these over the bow, you know? I mean, when somebody comes with a little hateful, you go back with kindness, man. That's how you diffuse the situation.
I don't know if I want to get my tickets like that.
That's how you diffuse the situation.
This is her birthday
this
present.
Is perfect.
No!
How in the hell is it not perfect?
You just got
reamed for something, but you come back with an act of kindness.
You ruined her birthday present.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. There's I got other things.
No. I'm just saying the way you did it.
You got to give it to her special way.
Yeah,
it's
a special.
I did. I hammered it right to her face, man.
I like how you did it.
Right here in her face.
No,
she's being mean to him, and he's like, yo, look, I was nice to you. What's going on?
Yeah, but
I love it.
Yeah, but there's no reason for that. I mean, you know, you couples bicker all the time. There's no reason to blow it up like that.
Well, I didn't mean it. You guys are taking it wrong.
No.
I meant to disclose to her. I even wrote, listen, by the way, happy birthday. I bought these for you. I just want you to plan ahead of time since the show
that's
is Sunday night.
That's not how
night.
You said it. You said, boy, I put it right back in her face.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah. Well, no, we can't guess.
You didn't give me a chance to finish.
You're the one that told us you blew it up in her face, man.
I said that.
You kill it with kindness. Somebody
I
comes
said
out
that
at
after
you.
What you
yeah.
said.
Kindness. Okay, whatever.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, that was
all
on
I
us.
Did was
You're
send
right.
a picture it's with us, the text, us. And I said, here, you need the plan. You got tickets for Sunday night.
All right.
Okay. And it worked out fine, but I never it's got a reply back, it. So I don't know.
Ask her how the close
well,
situation
Jamie, I'm
is.
Just saying. I mean, I'm sorry I don't agree with you, but that's what I did.
I have nothing to say. Good for you.
Congratulations. Okay. Took care of it. I will tell you. And they're pretty good seats for a couple $100, actually. So you can get them on Vivid Seats or some of the other websites that are out there if you want to go to the show. But still no reply. Oh, I just got to thank you. So Spadil, so we were right.
Yeah.
Worked out fine, man. Worked out fine.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Friday the 13th. Woohoo! Oh my gosh. Denver International Airport, they just posted a picture of Lucifer instead of Happy Friday the 13th.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's kind of bad timing. You know, with that crash and everything. I don't know. I'll just keep it on the down low a little bit. Here's the thing. One of the beaches here in Colorado was just named one of the best secret beaches in America. It's called Sand Beach Lake. It's in the Rocky Mountain National Park, and it was named one of the best secret beaches in America, along with some in Hawaii, Florida, along the West Coast. Here's the problem. It takes 4 to 5 hours of walking to get to it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hike.
It's and there's
and I know this is a shocker, but I've never been there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a 1,900-foot elevation that goes up, so it's 4 to 5 hours. I probably won't be going to that one either.
No, when you have to walk that far, it's a little too much, I guess.
And then when, you know, you're laying out on the beach and having a great day, and then, you know, you have to hike out 5 hours. You
it
know,
puts a damper on the day.
It kind of does, yeah.
You know how we talk about you see different things and you don't know if they're real or not?
Mm-hmm.
When I first saw this story, I'm thinking, okay, you can trick me once, but you're not going to get me again. That Colorado has a beach.
Oh.
I'm like, wait a minute. Colorado doesn't have beaches.
Well, we do at Chatfield. There's beaches at Chatfield. They're just kind of
But in my head, it's
Oh, it's like a Hawaiian beach kind of thing. Yeah, anyway, so I will post that where it is or whatever. Again, it's called Secret Beaches of America, and it's called Sand Beach Lake, and it's in the Rocky Mountain National Forest. Did you guys see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? They were at the hockey game. And people are not very nice about it. People are like, you know what? Go home. Stick to singing. Oh, what are you, every kind of sport lover now? You know,
I don't get it.
I don't know why they're being
so mean
to
her. You know, I'm not a big Taylor fan, but man, you don't have to jump on her because she just went to a hockey game.
I mean,
how many people go to the Super Bowl that don't go to a football game all year long?
But having said that, I will say they were all over the TV screen. I mean, it was excessive.
But that's not their
fault.
The amount
of times that they were showing them was excessive.
So it sounds like it was annoying.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault. No reason her catching grief over it.
Did you guys see that Jay-Z lost $1 million on a bet?
Yeah.
Can you imagine just having that kind of money where you could just put down $1 million to bet?
Nope.
And the return for that kind of like gamble, if he would have won, he would have won $3 million, which for all of us would freak out, but $1 million to bet to get three?
Yeah. Well, you get three in the million that you bet, too, so.
It's just, it
seems. 4 million.
He lost $1 million. $1 million, just gone. Just.
Must be nice.
Whoops. Just whatever to weigh.
He probably feels the same way I do when I lose like $20.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you don't think like even $1 million hurts him, though? That had to hurt a little bit.
I don't think it does.
Oof. God. Yeah, he bet on basketball, and it was for Oklahoma, I think, to win all of the games or something like that. And he's worth $2.5 billion.
Yeah. He bet on them to win in five games.
Yeah.
And then it'll go past that now.
So I think he's okay.
they said that the reason why he did that and such a large amount is he was promoting a gambling site that he's part of. So it was actually $1 million ad campaign.
Oh, that changes everything.
Doesn't it? Yeah. So I'm reading now that it says the reason why he bet that kind of money, he usually doesn't, but because he's getting all these mentions and people are mentioning, I don't have the name of it, but it's an app that he's involved in.
It's called Fanatics Sportsbook.
I didn't want to mention it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding. You know, like, what? Give him that.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Fanatics is good, by the way.
Oh, God.
It's good,
is
book.
It? Yeah.
It's going.
Try it out.
My God. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There's a lot of crap going on. Not that one. Antonio Brown, did you guys see that? He's wanted by police.
He's in trouble.
He's in bad trouble.
Big trouble, man.
Yeah.
This guy's kind of a, you know, he always makes the news as being very controversial. Mm-hmm. He does stupid stuff.
Well, this is obviously stupid,
remember
right?
Remember when he started stripping on the sideline?
Yeah, he's throwing his jersey and his pads at people.
Walked off.
Well, they're looking for him, I guess. Miami-Dade County Police are looking to arrest troubled ex-NFL star Antonio Brown on an attempted murder charge.
Didn't he just also tweet to the governor of California that I slept with your wife?
Yeah, he did.
Just 2 days ago.
Yeah.
He did it.
He even added him. Yeah.
He did? He sent it straight to the governor. Governor Newsom, I think his name is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wrote him and told him he slept with his wife. And then all those pictures came out of him with the wife.
Oh, so it was true?
Yeah.
With Newsom from California?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And he showed pictures?
Well, he showed pictures that he had met her before.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Yeah, I thought it was like in bed.
No. It was just pictures that they had met before. So it turned out that the rumor is it's true.
In case you don't know, we had a 2.9 earthquake this morning. You're going to be hearing about it because we don't usually have them. So it's kind of an anomaly a little bit. So 2.9 earthquake, and it was a little bit, north of Broomfield? Is that right? I can't remember now. It happened this morning. Some people felt the shaking, but for the most part, people did not. The other thing is that Metallica, if you're going to go to Metallica, it's almost sold out. Two nights, and that is going to be crazy. Limp Bizkit is opening for them.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, my God.
And they said they're not going to repeat songs. There's
really?
No repeat songs between the two shows.
Yeah, two completely different shows.
It's funny you bring that up because I'm going to Post Malone and so is Carson or whatever. And I put up the set list that Post Malone put up that he sings on a regular basis. And people are like, no, you're spoiling it. I want to be surprised. I'm like,
I mean, that's how I typically get ready for the show.
Me
is
too.
I listen to all the songs because then I'm listening. I don't want to waste my time listening to songs that he's not even going to sing.
Right. And by the way, some of those songs I've never heard. So I'm glad I did listen to the set list because I've never heard of some of them. But people are like, no, you want to be surprised. You're ruining it.
I don't like the artists that do the different set on different nights. I don't like that.
That's what Metallica's doing.
Yeah, I don't like it because the Eagles did that too in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And so did the Grateful Dead show.
They do it every time.
They do it every single time. And if you don't hit the right show, you miss several songs that are your favorite songs.
Well, that's a big part of going and seeing them over and over and over, though, is you get rewarded with the songs.
That's my point, is that they kind of dupe you into having to buy consecutive nights to see their shows.
Yeah.
I want to go see everything with one show, right?
I like the consecutive nights. I have a lot of fun doing that.
So there.
Yeah.
There. There. There.
Yeah, so there and stuff.
Well, it's hard to go consecutive nights when there's $600 a ticket.
That's true.
Yeah. Go see the Eagles. It's $700.
When I went and saw them three nights in a row, it was only $200 for all three.
But I could see if I'm an artist, and I'm not, but if I was, that it would get old to sing the exact same songs every single night where you just lost like the will to live.
Well, like Joe Walsh from the Eagles, he hates singing Rocky Mountain Way. He hates it. He's publicly said that.
Yeah, there's a few artists that mention the ones that they hate. And it's always such a buzzkill because you're like, oh my God, it's my favorite song! Did you see that?
Crushes your dreams.
Yeah, it does. So bad. All right, there was something else that was really, really important I was going to tell you guys and I can't find it. Oh, will you guys, if anybody goes to John at Highlands Ranch Imports, will you tell him I will pick up my car someday?
Yeah, right.
I just got a phone call during that, and I know what it's about. It's been there for 3 weeks. It's been ready for three
and
weeks.
And this isn't just the first, like, this is every time you drop it off.
I know, it's just so hard to get there. It's so much work, I'm telling you. And then also, Schmidl, very excited about OnlyFans and pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess OnlyFans are playing in a pickleball tournament.
Yeah, and they're going to wear, like, scantily clad clothes, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I thought
Some skimpy outfits.
Some skimpy outfits. And then the other big story, as you guys probably heard yesterday, Kroenke Sports, they have bought all that land around, well, they bought Elitch's, the land, and Meow Wolf and all that, and they're going to put a huge performance complex there with a hotel, luxury livings, all this stuff. They're saying that maybe Elitch's will be moved out towards the Gaylord. They're pretty sure they're going to keep Meow Wolf, but they bought all that land there, and great news, it'll be ready in 25 years.
Yay!
Woohoo! Me either. All right, there you go, Tabloid Josh.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms, 87.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today, BJ and Jamie.
Hello? Hello? The machine's not working. We're supposed to be hearing NASCAR right now.
Oh, is it locked up?
I don't know. No, it runs. It's just no audio coming out. I don't know what's going on.
Is it because we had the camera button on?
I have no idea what's caused it. I have no idea. Something's caused it. We'll have to look into it. But our buddy Nash is on the line. Nash is a young man that drives race cars around the state. And he does the dirt tracks. Jamie and I sponsor the car. BJ and Jamie right there on the side of the car. He's on the show with us on Fridays just to get an update on the racing scene. But I'm hearing some bad news.
Yeah.
Good morning, Nash.
Hasn't gone well.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on with your car?
Oh, no.
A lot right now.
Yeah.
Oh, Jamie gave me the bad news. She says that we're on the sideline.
We are.
Oh,
we're
no.
We're on the bench.
We are on the sideline for a few weeks.
Just give us a recap here. What happened?
Well, we went up to Holyoke a few weeks ago.
Cornholio?
19 cars.
Yeah.
Holyoke.
Oh, Holyoke. Okay.
19 cars were there.
19.
19, and we sat in the top five.
Nice.
I started eighth and sat in fourth for about 6-7 laps,
good.
And the right side of the car fell apart on me.
Wait,
you just kind of slid that in there, okay? Hold on. We were in Holyoke, okay? Yeah. We were over there. What's it called? Cornholio?
Yeah.
We were at Cornholio. You got 19 cars. We finished in the top five. And then just really out good. Of the blue, you slid in this little side punch that the whole side of the car fell off. What do you mean?
Yeah, we broke a ball joint on the car, and that means I can't turn the car anymore. And the guy behind me drilled me and went sideways into the wall.
Oh, jeez. You know, you've had the drilling happen. Yeah, I've had the ball joint pain.
Yeah, well, right.
Oh, my God. We can relate to this a lot. Yeah. We can.
Wow. So you just drove into the wall because you couldn't steer it? Is that what happened?
The guy behind me pushed me into it, but...
Oh. Yeah. That clown.
We raced Sunday. We put the car back together. We thrashed it all night. Got the car back together for Sunday. Ran Sunday. 13 cars were there. We finished fourth.
Nice. Okay. All right, good.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back on the track.
Well, why are we on the sideline? I don't get it.
Yeah. No.
We found more stuff that was bent than we thought.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster right now.
Me too.
I mean, just woo, we're up there because we're doing so good.
We're fourth, and then
crash.
I mean, can't you just ignore it? You got fourth. Like, let's just keep going.
Yeah,
I could, but I'd rather keep the car nice and where I can actually turn it because turning it was pretty difficult.
Yeah, turning is pretty good on a racetrack because you just go round and round.
Yeah.
You got to turn it,
you
right?
You do have to turn a lot. Yeah, you turn there's a lot of turning.
A lot of left-hand turns. Yeah. If you can't turn right, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, maybe they can go the opposite way.
So are we racing this weekend, or we're on the sideline?
We are on the sideline. I've had a few people offer me their cars, and I've just turned it down.
Yeah. I've got a car you can have. I got an old BMW.
Oh,
you want to run that son of a...
Gun?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, come and get it, and it's yours.
Well, except for the airbag has been recalled, and it will shoot through your soul.
Yeah, don't hit the wall.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
It'll kill you. Yeah. It'll kill you, but you'll have to sign a waiver. You're going to use my car, okay?
Yeah, it hasn't been fixed yet.
You know, I might just give you that car to race.
Well, no, you can't. It has the airbag problem.
No. We'll disconnect the airbag, right? We can do that, right?
I'll just take the airbag out.
Yeah, okay. We'll just take it out, and we'll race it.
All right, well, give it to him.
Yeah, you want the BMW? Are you allowed to run a BMW? Pardon?
No.
Why not? Oh, it's unfair because I'm too fast. Right? They're scared of me.
It's a 3 Series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Illegal.
All right, Nash. Well, thanks for the update. Yeah. How many weeks do you think we're going to be on the sideline here?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
They said at least 2 or 3.
2 or 3.
There's some... great people working on the car right now. They're going to get it back straight. And they told me that it's going to be faster than it was.
Yeah.
And who's the shout out to?
Moon Racing. They're down in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
They do about everything. Okay. So they're out pulling the car straight right now and getting it back together.
Right. Yeah.
It's that store that you go by where it says Moon Racing, then they got a little slash that says Larry's Lawnmowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They do anything, Jen. They even have one, Wally's Washing Machines.
Do they? Yeah.
They can do anything.
They can fix anything.
All right. Thank you, Nash, for all the updates, and we wish you the best, man. I hear you got paid the money.
I did get paid.
Okay, so we're all square.
Yeah, we are square. Okay. I paid him the money.
And you call me back if you want that BMW, man. You can run it.
All right.
Okay.
Keep it in mind.
You take care of yourself, buddy.
All right. Have a great weekend.
We'll see.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day, just in case. You know what I mean?
You know, we don't put him. We don't put Nash on every week, and you can see why. Because you just can't shut the kid up.
I know. He is a talker.
Just
he
on and talker. On and on, yeah, yep. Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
We just don't have time every week.
No, we have to always cut him off.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to tell you, if you don't have any plans this weekend to do anything, it's on you. It's on
There's
you if
so
you can't
much
find
going on.
Something because everything in town, it appears it's happening this weekend, you know?
Yeah, it is true.
I mean, you've got the Parker days going on. I mean, that thing kicked off, what,
yesterday?
I think it was, yeah, runs through the weekend. It's going to have probably 250,000 people there, right, over the weekend anyway. Then you've got other events that are in town, including Post Malone.
Plus, I feel like this is like going to be our first hot weekend, so I think Waterworld and Eliges and all that, it's going to be it's going to be hopping, as they say.
It's going to be hopping. Yeah. You're exactly right. You've got the Renaissance Festival that's in town. Well, it's in Larkspur. It's close enough, I guess. That thing runs through August, doesn't it?
I know it's a long
yes.
time.
August,
it's quite a while, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of events going on in town, so make your plans. And
you
don't forget.
There you go.
Father's Day weekend,
Father's Day weekend.
Father, dear old dad, the man that makes it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about him.
You know, it's kind of sad, though. All three of us don't have ours.
Well, that's a little depressing. Yeah, okay, there you go. There you go.
I mean,
Spadil, you got a dad?
I do.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm just going to say happy Father's Day. You
that's
know?
It.
You're not going to like make
I love
it
you.
Like barbecue? Why don't you have a barbecue?
You should cook for them. This weekend is the big practice for my tournament in Cincinnati next week. So I got to get ready for Cincinnati.
I just said, we don't even have our dads. We don't even have ours. What I wouldn't give just for one more minute with my
dad. You need to savor these moments.
Fish fry. A little fish fry with Bob.
Yeah.
Right
one
at the
more
lake.
Minute, what I wouldn't give.
But look at you schmuck.
I gotta get paintball.
He supports my paintball career.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm sure if we called him up right now, he'd rather you go play paintball than go to lunch.
Yeah.
Well, then again, he might.
Actually. So you think that he sees the big profitable picture, does he?
Profitable, no, but he likes that I like paintball.
He does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he's going to have a blast.
I'm going to go. I'm going to put my paper. Definitely.
He's just accepted that he's second
great.
Place.
When do you go to, where are you going again?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Well, that's a hellhole.
The armpit of America.
Dude, I'm not excited to go there, but yeah, that's where it is.
Yeah. Pay all that money to go to Cincinnati.
Are you in a parking lot again?
Yeah. I think they are, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more like a cornfield now. So it's,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Change of scenery.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy Father's Day, everyone.
Cornfield. What do? You hide behind a stalk of corn? What the hell? That doesn't even make sense, man. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. If you're looking for something to do over the weekend, there's so much stuff going on. Make your plans.
BJ and Jamie.
Holy moly, we are done for Friday. Oh, it is Friday the 13th. Just keep that in mind, folks. If you're superstitious, you might want to just stay indoors and lock the doors.
I forgot all about it.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
Crazy.
Not only is it Friday the 13th, it's like the actual one, because today is supposed to be Jason Voorhees' birthday. That's like the serial killer from the Friday the 13th
Stop
movie.
Scaring
Whoa!
Us. Yeah. Stomp it, Spadil.
Authentic.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The real deal.
All right.
I'm going to go straight home, take a nap.
Draw the shades.
Yeah. I did that on Tuesday the 12th, too.
Yeah.
So Friday the 13th doesn't really change things. But I'm going straight home. I don't want any problems with Friday the 13th. Have a great time at the Postie Show.
Yeah, we will.
Yes, you guys are going to be there.
We will, yep.
Enjoy the big-ass tailgate, big-ass show,
Happy
everything.
Happy Father's Day to you and to you, Carson.
Happy Father's Day, Carson.
And Spadil, well, he was a donor, so
Yeah. Too bad you don't let him find you. You could get gifts.
Yeah.
No, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it might be worth it.
One day, one's going to come knocking,
What if one of those kids is a billionaire, man?
Yeah,
that could.
Yep.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Remember, a lot of things out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It is Father's Day. Take care of that, and we will see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.